Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Legendary violinist Roman Totenberg is turning 100. The father of NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is known as a living legend among classical musicians and music educators. Totenberg is approaching his 50th anniversary teaching at Boston University, where he still trains young violinists today. BU is throwing a birthday concert for Totenberg at Symphony Hall this Sunday. As WBUR's Ada Bragusia reports, this is becoming almost a ritual.
If this story sounds a little familiar, here's why.
Violinist Roman Totenberg turned 90 last month. Tonight he'll be the featured soloist in a concert celebrating his birthday.
That was 2001.
In Boston tonight, friends, fans, and family will gather to celebrate Roman Totenberg's 95th birthday.
Yes, that was 2006, and this was 30 seconds ago.
Violinist Roman Totenberg is turning 100.
That's a lot of birthdays and a lot of concerts performed in this man's honor.
Each time, probably they think this is the last one.
At 100, Totenberg is frail, but sharp and good-humored.
Maybe they think it's the last one, too.
Are you going to prove them wrong?
I don't know.
Totenberg's health has declined in the last few years, but as recently as that 2001 tribute, he was up on stage giving the concert, not just listening. His daughter, Nina Totenberg, was there.
And he played so beautifully and got this rave review in the Boston Globe.
Shortly after this performance of Karl Szymanowski's first violin concerto, Roman Totenberg retired from the stage with back problems. He was just a listener at his next birthday concert. Again, Nina Totenberg.
You know, when he turned 95, I think he was sort of ticked off that everybody was paying all this attention to him. But now that he's almost a centenarian, I think he's kind of pleased by it. When he gave that 90th, or maybe the last recital he gave when he was 93, the place was packed, and he turned to us and he said, "You know, they always yell and cheer and stand for you when you are very young or very old, because you can do it at all."
And Roman Totenberg should know. He was just 11 years old when he debuted as a soloist with the Warsaw Philharmonic in his native Poland. That was 1923. His long life has involved a spectacular tour as a prodigy, daring escapes from two world wars. In his extended prime, he played with all the big orchestras, premiered works by all the major composers of the time, rubbed shoulders with celebrities and statesmen. From an era of classical music stars, he was among the brightest.
There are very few left of that generation.
Violinist Peter Zazowski is a colleague of Totenberg's at Boston University.
Yes, he played all those concertos with those great conductors and great composers. But he's also 50 years of teaching here at Boston University, which is incredibly rare because most of the people who played as much as he did don't have the profile of being a great teacher.
At this Sunday's concert, Zazowski will play Bartok's second violin concerto in Totenberg's honor.
And the violin enters very strongly.
Zazowski first learned this notoriously tricky piece for a competition in the mid-70s, judged by Roman Totenberg.
Well, he just said I was very brave. In translation, maybe foolish.
So many violinists have at least one Roman Totenberg story like that. Totenberg's teaching career is so extensive, it's no surprise BU would make a habit of celebrating the man every 5 years. By all accounts, including his own, Totenberg has loved that part of his career.
As teachers, we learn constantly. You explain something to a student, and suddenly it opens your mind, too.
That sound is from a 2001 interview that Totenberg gave on WBUR's old show, The Connection, which at the time had a special guest host.
Today I have the pleasure of interviewing my own father, something I've wanted to do for many years. And this
his daughter, Nina.
Because I've never been your student, thank God. It's enough being your daughter.
Wasn't that wise of me?
Very, very wise of you.
You can hear the rest of that old interview right now at WBUR.org, where you can also learn more about Sunday night's concert, celebrating the legacy and 100th birthday of Roman Totenberg. As usual, Nina will be in attendance, and family friend Cokie Roberts will MC a special tribute. For WBUR, I'm Adam Ragusea.